The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Up to them. There we are.
Ayo, God. Ayo, God. This is crazy.
Oh, shit, boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra. East Village, Gas Digital Studios, international superstar Zach D'Amico is with me.
Feeling good, baby.
Feeling great, too. This is our last live podcast before I go back to Jamaica, man.
Very happy for you.
I'm pumped. I'm feeling it. My fucking body's...
You ready?
I'm ready. Ready to get the fuck out of here.
How long are you going to be there?
5 days.
Ooh.
5 days, my 10th Jamaican vacation.
I was going to say, going back.
Going, yeah. I've been going since I was 22 years old. It's my 10th time. I am excited about our guests on today's show. These two have their own show together on SiriusXM called Better Halves. Ladies and gentlemen, a former Gas Digital podcaster as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Lisa Ann back on the show.
Hello, everybody. Happy, it's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
It's hump day. It's Woman Crush Wednesday for all the creepers. I'm sure there's a
Is there a Woman component. Crush Wednesday? Is that a thing?
It is. WCW.
I didn't know that was a thing. It and is. We're going to talk. We're going to go Woman Crush Wednesday, baby. You know what we're going to do with them? We're going to do new Top Girl with these two, but also her co-host on Better Halves and SiriusXM and a regular here on the Real Ass Podcast. And I mean, at this point, a playwright? How gay is that? Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Raybould back on the motherfucking show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here and queer.
Wow.
I'm ready.
Wow. What a pairing. I was not, when I saw this happening, my mind was blown. Because I was not expecting that. That was out of nowhere. How did you guys get paired up?
Well, I got the pleasure of meeting Brett the very first time on my podcast in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dynamic day.
Yeah.
Two things had happened. Well, one was planning to happen. Brett was going to do his first, that was your first time PAing for this company.
Yes.
Correct. He was starting
company.
A new job as a PA for orgies, sex parties.
You were doing PAs for, I didn't know this.
Yeah. Well,
you are so much more interesting than you led on to be. Why would you, Brett, that's all I would talk about if I were you. By the way, if you guys
that
want.
He was a jizz mopper?
Jizz mopper, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, he also had the choice to get paid or.
Eat the cum.
Or be a part of the party. And of course, as a comedian, he chose to get paid.
Give me the money. I said, show me the money. I didn't want the Willy Wonka
Maybe
golden ticket.
I did hear about it. You did, might have told me about this.
I think I did.
Now that we're talking about it again, I think you did. I did not know Lisa was involved.
I was not. It was just the first day we met, and I thought, boy, this young man is dynamic, a hard worker, a go-getter.
Oh.
And then the second thing was he was hit by a car before the interview, but didn't want to be late and made it for the interview in time, did not take the ambulance ride. Was completely tore up from said accident.
Yeah, no.
They gunned for him.
It was a brutal hit and run. It was definitely intentional.
Intentional.
They gunned into me. Yeah, I got hit. I flew through the air.
Wow.
And the first person who asked me if I was okay, this is 100% true, I just heard like, are you okay, man? And
it was
I looked
Lisa
up,
Ann. It, I, she was standing
above
you.
She was like
you.
The second, yeah. That was via Zoom. The first was a guy who had no legs.
In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. Yeah. And he asked me if I could walk. And then I could. And I immediately felt
lucky.
That's exactly right. It's like, I don't want to brag, but I think I can walk out of this.
But nothing ever happened from that hit and run. Nothing ever came of that.
He was too worried about doing the podcast. I mean, he had to get home. He didn't even go in the ambulance.
That is a very, like, I just wouldn't. That's a guy thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be bothered. If you
just take it, just take
the whole process of, unless I'm legitimately like, I have to go to the hospital, like I can't breathe, I can't walk, I'm just going to deal with whatever injury that has caused for the rest of my life because I'm not going to be inconvenienced.
I was had a head injury and I was like, I gotta get to dudes do better with Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
Just stitch me up. I'll be fine.
And then from there, I went to go see his play both times. And then I just saw the table read as well. But the play, the first time I really realized, like, this kid is, he's leading this whole thing. He's creative. He fills the stage so well. He's incredibly funny. I just knew somehow I would be doing something with him. Eventually.
Wow.
And I knew, I always knew at a
Since
young
you were
age,
a young kid, you said, I will.
I said, me and Lisa, I know, if I get a chance with Lisa Ann, we're going to have on-screen chemistry. I always knew it would be a great scene partner for me.
When I was jerking off to the Sarah Palin porn videos, I knew one day the radio magic would happen.
Did you jerk off to Lisa Ann a lot as a kid?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
I hope that's okay.
It is. Yeah. I mean,
is this the first time you guys are discussing that? I would feel
yes,
like that's
no,
a...
we had not discussed
no,
that.
No,
we have not discussed that.
But I do know that I'm a rite of passage.
Rite of passage.
And when I do get into a situation at Exotica this weekend in Chicago, there was this security guy that wasn't going to let me in because I didn't wear my lame wristband. And I looked at his face and I said, have you ever jerked off in your life?
It's the one time. It's the one time you could actually say, do you know who I am?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was religious. He was like, that is none of your business. And then he called the people and they were like, did you just ask this again? I'm like, I did, but it's like normal. And eventually,
Lisa, you're right. You're getting into a lot of trouble with security lately. This happened at the Matt Rife show. This is happening at Exotica. Maybe you should take a hint. I don't know, Lisa.
Should I not leave my house?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's happening?
You're kind of a troublemaker.
I think
you
I
are
am.
Literally the nicest person I've ever met. When I hear about these things, you're like, how are you getting into
That's
trouble?
What
you're
all
like,
the a, people
you're
know
very
me say.
Normal.
No, Lisa has a side I've learned. Lisa has a I will fuck you up side.
I can be very confrontational.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Me too. My friends call them incidents.
Okay, incidents. That's a great term.
And I have been, how long has it been since I've had an incident now? I feel like it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, you've been doing good.
I've been doing good. I had a couple.
Usually for you, it's a lot of Uber drivers though, right?
A lot of Uber drivers, a lot of just customer service. If I feel slighted, just something happens and I feel slighted.
Triggers
then
you.
I grew up poor, so something happens where I go like, I go back to being that poor kid and I look down at the dollar that I spent. I could be at a deli just buying a stick of gum and I'm like, do you know how fucking hard I had to work for this fucking dollar. Nobody ever handed me anything. And I get very like, I work myself up and I get very like passionate and very angry. And depending on how that person reacts with me, it could turn into something fucking wild.
Right now, right. I'm triggered over delivery guys riding the bikes on the sidewalks. And also, they're in the bike lane going the wrong way a lot of times. So if you get out of the car, you got to look both ways. I'm going to die by bike messenger. I just know it. Yeah. So I confront them. I try to throw them off their bike. I create this whole scene about them not having any balls to ride on the street.
Right.
And but then, that's New York.
That's a very New York thing. See, you were in LA. How long have you been living in New York now?
I was going back and forth for years. Full time, December 2019.
Well, good for you. Right before the pandemic.
Yeah, right before. No car, first time my entire life.
That's it.
And boom.
And this is it.
Yep. Dude, how crazy must it be for those delivery guys to have Lisa Ann throw you off your bike? If there's two groups of people that don't watch a lot of porn, it's Indians and Mexicans.
He knows that from all the messages you're getting from India.
Oh my God. I get my DMs since I've gotten a show with Lisa have blown up exponentially, primarily from men in third world countries.
Do you read them on the show?
Not, no, we've read one or two. Wow.
Guys, can I just produce your show? I'll leave this whole life. I am a really good producer. I'm a genius level producer. I'm an okay comedian. I'm a pretty good podcaster. But when it comes down to production, like, there's nobody like me.
You're hired.
We don't really have a good budget, though, you know?
It's okay. I'm cheap. I'm very cheap.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Puerto Rican labor.
Let's go, guys.
But I am very popular. We learned in third world countries.
Dude, they're always, every one of them asks for me to introduce them to Lisa. And it's just like, Darwish, you got to have a profile photo. This is they got nothing.
This is when we use the AI chat bought girlfriend and we set up a program where we split the money. You know, we have a fake number. Yes. You're giving it to them and then we're profiting off of this. We've got to find a business.
We need to take money from people in third world.
You should just meet, this is what you do. You should meet up with these guys in a black wig and you should suck them off for like $200 a pop.
Great.
And dude, you're going to make so much cash.
You don't think the heights would be a difference? It's not fine. These guys,
television makes a big difference.
I've always wanted you to be my pimp. I've always thought that was the most natural role for you.
All right, look, let's do plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have a great show planned today. We're getting into it. We're just fucking jumping right out the gate. Obviously, go check out their show, Better Haves, on SiriusXM. Are you plugging anything else, Lisa?
Nope, just us. This is all about us. It's a couple's thing today.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm using my plugs for just the show.
Love it.
On Better Haves on SiriusXM.
Either one of you guys want an edible?
I'm okay.
I already took one.
You already took one?
Not from there, but from my stash.
Okay, well, I'm going to take one, guys.
How many milligrams?
50 each.
Ooh, those are...
And they're good.
Those are good. Those are big boys.
That's heavy for the daytime for me. I ease mine in 10 milligrams at a time. By five, I'll be about 100 milligrams in.
Exactly.
Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Got a guest digital exclusive episode coming out this Saturday, 4:20. Zach gets too high to watch Troll 2 again. Check it out.
Live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com for all of my tour dates coming up on the horizon. April 25th through 27th, I'll be in San Diego, California at the American Comedy Company. Then I got Denver Improv coming up May 3rd and 4th. Then I got Grand Rapids coming up, Glendale, Wisconsin. That's May 18th. Las Vegas, Nevada, May 24th, 25th. Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Fort Worth, Dallas, New Orleans, Lafayette. The Regs are doing the Cape Cod Melody Tent and a lot more. It's all up on the website right now. The Meaty Ogre Tour coming to a city near you. Grab those tickets. And also, Skankfest tickets are officially on sale this Saturday, 12 noon Eastern. Go to skankfest.com. You can get them at yokratom.com/skankfest. Grab them. We are, I think the trailer, it might be out before the end of today's show, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just send it to you. There was a couple people that we were waiting on right now. That's why we didn't release the trailer last night. But maybe I'll just send you the trailer that I have right now. And you can fucking take a little commercial break at one point. Who knows? Either way, if you guys love the show, thank you for subscribing. If you guys are subscribers to Gas Digital, make sure you keep on subscribing. Or subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. There's a bonus episode that we do every Friday that's exclusively for subscribers. Plus, you get access to the on-demand library. Every episode we've ever done of this show, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits, which is great. Racist Live Chat's a great community here. Let's see. Saul Goodman says he's more tight-fisted than Drew the Jew. I don't know what it is, but it was racist. Which I like that. Somebody just said, LOL Hitler.
Sounds about right. That sounds like LOL Hitler. Yeah,
yeah. You know, if he heard that more, maybe he wouldn't have been so mad.
Yeah, very true.
More people have been like, LOL Hitler.
He's a funny guy. Yeah. Hitler's softened got some him up quips. A little
bit. I'm so fucking in the mood to just go be on the beach right now. Ooh.
You're close, though. Jamaica. So is it your favorite because you just relax?
There's a picture of Lisa Ann in the live chat. Looks like she's taking a Jamaican vacation right now.
Where?
They put up a porn picture of you in the racist live chat, of course.
What about me? Are you doing anything good?
Well, you look like you're having a great time. Oh, I'll tell you this.
Looks like you're enjoying Jamaica.
Are there multiple people around?
Yeah. Everything Irie in Lisa Ann's life.
So happy.
In this photo.
More people, you know?
Look, I'm just fucking, I'm pumped. I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
Shit, they sent me this, what is this waterfall? I don't know where, I've never been to this part of Jamaica, Shannon. Look up Mayfield Falls, Shannon.
Jamaicans are incredible people, man.
They just move very slow.
They do.
They do, man.
And they're crossing the street.
They're cooking your food.
This is
you know, when I sit down, I want to eat one of those people.
Yeah, I think we're going to go for a little hike through here.
Oh, romantic.
Taking your son?
Taking my son. Taking the whole family.
Nice.
All eight of us going.
Who's the whole family? I didn't know.
My girlfriend.
Yeah.
My son. My sister. My niece.
Oh, how fun.
My son's mother. Her boyfriend.
Okay.
And my great aunt.
The kids will get to play together. That's cool. They get a good connection, right?
It's going to be, I get to flex on my son's mother's boyfriend. Like, I did this.
Did you
right?
Work,
you're
did,
welcome.
Did you work out? I mean, who's gonna look better?
No, he's way Speedo? He's way in better shape than me. So it's crazy. Just, he's a tall, dark skinned Dominican guy. He's Jack. He's a personal trainer.
Oh,
I bet his cock is fucking
thick. Slinging. Yeah.
I bet he's slinging a fucking.
He's walking around that thing, and we're
try
all
and
amazed.
Get a peek. Try and get a peek.
I will. I'm you going to.
You won't need it when he throws it, rolls it up.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening through the walls. It's going to feel like that fucking earthquake.
Please
again.
Put a buffer before your rooms, please.
This is a true thing. I've told this on the story before, but when me and my son's mother broke up, I ended up using her computer one time, and I just I was Googling like how to something. Whatever it was, but it autofilled and it autofilled how to stop squirting and gushing during sex. And I was like, that sucks. I've never made her squirt and gush during sex. I tried to tell it on stage. I was like, it's not only was she squirting and gushing during sex.
She was looking up.
It was so much.
Yeah.
It was such, it was a problem.
Yeah.
Like she needed to stop it.
Sure. It's an addiction. We got to have an intervention. You're squirting too much in the bedroom.
Put down.
Dark skinned guys love gushers.
Zach, I'm going to bring the joke back on stage and that's going to be a tag in it. Thank you very much. Write it down, boys. Zach Amico, everyone.
Is squirting just pee?
Oh, that's such a great Brett question, especially the delivery of it. I mean, the tilt of the head, the everything.
If you want to just pee on Brett's face right now, we're okay with it. It's not a problem.
It's a lot of things, but the masterful, the real squirt is not pee. But I will say if somebody's squirting in a situation where they have to pee, sometimes the release of one valve will also release the other, correct?
Ooh.
But a real squirter is actually squirting a fluid that is not urine.
Wow. Which fluid is that?
It's another orgasmic fluid. You might find out about it one day. You might not. You know what I'm saying?
I just squirted a little. And I got the shoulder touch.
Lisa, why don't you fuck Brett? Let me just say this. Stop.
Whoa.
Stop these games.
No.
Come on. Whoa.
No.
Get out. Inappropriate.
I've adopted him as somewhat of a brother.
Inappropriate. So,
yeah, that's
literally
our favorite
my
genre.
Favorite.
We're not doing incest.
Somewhat of a stepbrother, are you saying?
No.
Possibly?
I've met his mother.
Okay. You're making it hotter. Can you please turn the sexy music on? Sorry. Tell me about meeting his mother, please, Lisa.
This was your idea to come on the podcast.
He's just like, I don't talk to these guys anymore.
I do. I saw you outside of Aaliyah's show.
No,
I come here. I was here for Joanna's show, but no. It's not, but that's kind of the whole yin and yang of me and Brett is how, like, we, my producer Paul and I, just taught Brett what the hookers are called at truck stops, lot lizards.
He had
no idea, and he's driving so much as a comedian. He should be able to ID these people properly. It's a pronoun almost,
it's
right?
It's not the yin and yang. It's a yin and yank, Lisa. He's the yank. Okay. I'm just saying, I feel like you should just, number one, it would change his fucking life. You have a girlfriend, Brett?
I do.
He does.
Currently,
he would cheat. He doesn't.
No,
like,
she's lovely, and they're meant to be together. He would like a family. I do not.
She's dead set. Lisa's being very serious. You are never going to have sex with Lisa Ann.
That's
just
fine.
So you know.
He doesn't
what?
Want
I don't
to.
Want
why would he want to do that?
Why would he want to, Lisa?
It would ruin.
Are you retarded?
It would ruin everything.
We know
it
each
would
other.
Ruin everything. Truly.
Right. What a fucking lie. What a, he's manipulative.
Not true.
This is not a
not
good person
true.
Right now. This is a bad person.
That might be true. That'll go with
he
the
is
on.
An angel.
He's
I
going,
don't know.
Why
what
would
you're
I ever want to have that? That would ruin everything between me.
Because it would.
He was at home. Scene one. Act one, Brett's hard cock.
At least I wrote something for us for the show. No, it would
also
ruin.
Also starring Dean Edwards.
Why did you fuck Zach? You also starring Dean. Why did you fuck Zach?
I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How was it?
That's how we got the job on the show. Are you kidding me?
No, Lisa has a funny thing you always say where
I have a rule in life. You can either make money off of me or fuck me, but you can't have both. And because I'm the one that brought the show into Brett, he's making money off of me right now, so he can't have both.
And you settled for second best.
Yep.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. It was like
it was your choice, though. Just so you know, it was your choice.
Just like the gig with the sex parties. You chose to make money over choosing to engage in the sex party.
Yeah, and then you utilize the
money. That is my rule. You can fuck me. Or you can make money off of me, but you cannot have both.
Why am I seeing Grok popping up a lot? What's Grok?
Oh, isn't that the Twitter AI? Is that Twitter AI?
It's a Twitter AI.
Okay.
Shannon, what's the difference between Grok and ChatGPT? What is it? I bet you whore.
I think Grok
dorky
is embedded
ass whore already
in
knows.
I'm very good friends with my ChatGPT. We talk every day. I love ChatGPT.
Really?
Really?
I fucking love it.
What do you use it for?
Everything. everything from searching restaurants to finding places to go on a trip to posts for social media to captions to podcast title and description to everything I do not want to do, to write some emails that are generously kind, that kind of a thing. You train it.
That's but you know what you don't use AI for, and this shocks me. You don't use it for your OnlyFans chats.
I do not. And I do those myself. I love the manual labor of the task of
you actually
meeting.
Do your so
all
you
of my own feverish
so
masturbators.
You're the person actually messaging.
I
them.
Am the person, so they understand that I only have an hour to two a day to be in the messages.
Lisa, I will also not only will I produce your radio show, I will message all the guys for you.
So here's the thing, you know,
I will take over both of these jobs for you, and I'm going to get out of the business.
It.
I
want to be good
the,
at it.
I want to be in the shadows. I'm done with this
it.
Shit.
I don't mind doing.
No,
it.
I want to do it. It turns me on to talk to these fucking weird guys.
Here's the problem. I've been around for so many years. There's no way anybody could duplicate my voice. You know what I mean? There's just no way somebody could speak the same. And also,
like you mean your
guys,
writing voice.
Yeah, my writing voice, my speaking. Like, guys will come in and test me to see if it's really me, and they'll say a bunch of fucked up shit. Like, hey, mommy. Like, guys that know
which
things about me that trigger me. And they'll say, like, 10 trigger
things.
Why
don't you like being called, like Latino mommy?
Well, that's different.
I say
okay,
that to my girlfriend.
Different.
I'm like,
Latino
what's up, mommy?
Mommy is different. That's way back when. You poppy, same thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't want to be called mom. Like, you want to have sex with me, which means you want to have sex with your mom. Like, mom, mommy. And then I'll write back to them, like, yo, I can cancel and block you right now. Refund you for this first fucking membership. And then they'll write back, oh, it is really you. Hey, it's so cool. You do.
What if I want to wear a diaper and I just want to suck on your titty while I sleep? And that's it.
That's weird, and that will not happen. That would get you.
I'm trying to figure out the parameters here, and I know what the fans are looking for out there.
Right.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite here at the Gas Digital Network because we're a bunch of lushes. We like to get fucked up. We like to drink. We like to party, and you probably do too, especially if you're coming to Skankfest this September. Capsulite has you covered.
Yep, it's the most potent product on the market. Doctor formulated, it supports your liver, and it's a little portable pack you take with you to the bar or the club. You take it before and while you drink.
It prevents that awful feeling from the day after drinking, and I'll tell you right now, it is truly the most potent product on the market. Every Monday night, I take this at Legion of Skanks because I'm known to drink a little bit, and the next day, I feel better than I would if I didn't take it. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to love it as well. We give you a pretty amazing discount on this. All you got to do right now is go to Capsulite.com. That's Capsulite.com. And use the promo code GAS when you check out. And you're going to save 30% off your order today. This is a great deal. 30% off. Be prepared if you guys like to party and go out. Capsulite.com. Code GAS for 30%. All right. Where were we? All right. Well, what Shannon, do me a favor. Talk to me about Grok. What is the big difference? Is it that it pulls from social media?
So it says that it is based on an initiative by Elon Musk as a direct response to the rise of OpenAI's ChatGPT. But it said the chatbot is advertised as having a sense of humor and direct access to Twitter.
It has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's an added feature.
That
but whose sense of humor? You know,
so
Elon Musk's
his fucking autistic fucking billionaire.
God,
genius,
he is the king of memes, though. He is the king of memes.
Yeah.
Is he, though? I mean, is that emblematic of sense of humor?
I don't know if he's funny. I don't know if I like him. I can't tell. I feel like since he took over Twitter, it's nice to feel like I'm not going to get fucking my Twitter taken away.
Sure.
That's number one.
Yep, that's a
good
feeling.
But in every single post, there's some OnlyFans whore in the response.
Oh, those are all bots.
I know it's a bot, but it's...
It's so many of them.
It's
all have like 10
so
or,
many.
It's funny.
So
you know, I was listening to Mike Greenberg a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about that he's almost afraid to open messages in the airport and stuff now because of those bots.
Yeah.
Because they come in, he's like afraid to be walking and click on one by accident, like one by ass. But they come up. Someone told me that if you take India out of your radius for your profile, you'll get a lot less of them. So it seems like those bots are coming in heavy from India.
Ooh, interesting.
These guys that hate me on DMs, they are not bots. They are certifiably real people.
They asked to see Bob's.
Yeah, there's too much of that. And then there's also too much of this as well. Like, you'll be following, like, just like, you know, some gratuitous, violent, like, fight video page.
Lewis stuff, yeah.
It'll be like, you know, like, fucking, you know, white guys getting attacked by Latinos. So you're like, this is a great page to follow. And then it's just a whole, like, just the entire, it's great. But then all the replies to it, it'll have nothing to do with what it is. So it'll just be like, here's a fucking person, you know, seeing for the first time, and they put on, you know, they cure their blindness, and you're like, dude, what are you doing? Stop trying to make me feel good while I'm trying to watch fucking violence.
White guys getting attacked by Latinos, aka you and your interns.
It's a bit chaotic. It was worse the first 6 months. I think we all didn't know what was going to happen, but I'm surprised how many major celebrities and athletes refuse to pay for Twitter Blue. Just to stay verified, I thought was important. And I immediately paid for it because in my back of my mind, I was like, at any time he could say he's taking this away if we don't pay for it. So immediately I paid for it. Never paid for Twitter before ever. But because you have Twitter Blue, you can sell ads. So now the shit pays for itself because you're getting ad rev off of Twitter. So I'm like, anyway, it's kind of putting a little money
in the bank. I never did the thing where I made the ad revenue active.
You should do it.
I paid for the blue check mark.
Yep.
I didn't do it for like 6 months because I was like, this is fucking retarded. I didn't really see the benefit. But then I wanted to start posting full videos of the podcast. And that was it. Oh, they made the utility of it worthwhile.
Yes.
The problem was when they rolled it out, they were like, oh, it's a blue check mark. It seemed like you were just paying for verification. It just pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I was one of those people.
It unlocks a lot of features.
Look, here's the thing. I don't want to be a fucking asshole. And this is not very relatable to the people. The people in the Race Live chat are going to hate me saying this, right? But it felt good to be verified based off of getting to a certain level.
Agreed. To earn
like,
it?
Yeah. One day you wake up and you have a blue check mark because Twitter has recognized that you are in the industry and that somebody might try to replicate your thing. And like, it felt good. Yep. You're like, oh shit, I got fucking verified. I didn't apply for it. I didn't do anything. One day I woke up and it just felt good. And then to wake up the next day and have it taken away, it felt bad. Mm-hmm. Is that crazy?
No.
Is that out of touch? Would anybody in the fucking world just not feel that way? So when they made you pay for it, I was like, well, I'm not going to pay to be verified. But they turned the utility into it pretty well. The longer tweets are good.
The edit feature is great.
Edit feature is great.
Fucking amazing. Yeah, there's a lot of great things. So
really? I'll edit tweets?
Yeah. I'll write
free
Palestine, then I'll get a bunch of likes, and then I'll change it to kill Palestine afterwards, and everyone's like, oh, what am I doing?
Why did I retweet and like this?
Great little prank that I do on everyone.
It is kind of fun.
Melissa thinks Palestine is Frankenstein's pal. Just
He's alive! There's two of them! Bros before hoes. Just a good bit, guys.
Just a good bit, folks. Free it, kill it.
Tell you what, I've been paying attention. And for like weeks, you were seeing these vans driving around the city with a date, April 15th, large protests. I knew I was going to be coming back from Chicago. I say to my security guy, I know our flight is not till this time, but we're going to the airport at 6 a.m. He's like, why are we going to the airport at 6? I'm like, just fucking trust me, we're doing this. We get there 20 minutes after we're at the airport. The entire freeway to Chicago O'Hare was blocked off due to protests. That's when it started landing all over. And it was weird because I normally don't read those moving billboards, but this time I did. I soaked it in. Where am I going to be? How is this going to inconvenience me? And we skated a bullet.
Beautiful.
Wow. That's sharp, Lee.
Pay attention, fuckers. You don't know what's going on next, man. Pay attention.
All right. I want to talk about this. What is this? This is a video of a male student slapping a female teacher in a North Carolina high school. This is happening a lot. Students are wiling out.
They're slapping their teachers?
They're slapping their teachers.
Kids are murdering their fucking parents. I mean, this is the kids are taking over this place in a bad way.
Yeah. Let's see this.
One more time.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You think that affected me any?
Oh, shit. Egging him on.
I don't want it. You want me to hit you again? I don't want it. You want me to hit you again?
Oh, my God. She needs to block.
You know what? I respect taking it. And then just go and then challenging
Thank
back.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Yeah. That was pretty ballsy of the teacher to just go, yeah, go ahead.
I'll say it was terrible.
Can we say this? Which one of her friends is coming out and saying that she's really into BDSM?
Yeah, dude, that
was traumatic. Those were hard hits. I don't think she should have been egging him on.
Yeah, probably not. She's, you know, kind of a terrible strategy, but fucking, you know, that. Is there any more contact, Shannon?
So I don't know what happened leading up to it, but they did arrest the kid and charge him with a misdemeanor, but he's being charged as a juvenile, not as an adult. About
25 fucking bucks. This kid's another notch in his bedpost. Mm. Okay?
We gotta arm these teachers.
1970s slang, notch in his bedpost.
Yeah, I've never been like that, Chris. I was pretty shitty to teachers. I guess I did do worse to teachers in my own
I would
way.
Never put my hands
but
on
they were allowed
never my hands, but we put thumbtacks on my teacher's seat.
Oh, God.
Facing up, and she sat
no!
on them.
No! that's awful.
So I don't know.
Did it break through her clothes and it hurt?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I don't know what's worse. I think slapping a teacher is worse. At the very least, it looks worse.
Your hijinks were so much more. My hijinks were, it was all like mental torture. It wasn't physical. Like, we had a very short teacher, so every day I would just put her markers and erasers on the top of the whiteboard. So every day she had to just get on a chair and get it off.
Well, that wasn't nice.
No, it wasn't. I was pretty ruthless, but I had other friends be the fall guys. We would always, when a teacher would turn around, we called ourselves, me and two friends, the Figaro Gang, and we sat in different corners of the classroom.
Gang,
and whenever
that makes me laugh to skip.
I know it's so.
Thank God it was in a Negro gang.
Yeah. It was a very white Catholic grade school, Figaro.
Different gang.
Let me emphasize.
The Figaro.
Like Figaro. Exactly, and that's what we would do. Is she would turn around.
Figaro.
We didn't even know that word.
Okay. He probably didn't.
Didn't read Huck Finn up until that point, but we would just from different corners go, Figaro, and then she would turn and never know. Wow. And it would be normal. So we were not.
Kind of like those kids. Kind of
like those kids. Yeah.
Exactly the same.
But yeah, teachers used to be able to hit kids. That was like part of it.
I had a teacher rock my world one day. She dragged me out of the class. Miss Klinger, never forget it. Two reasons I'll never forget.
Was my ex-girlfriend?
She had the...
Hey, yeah. That's insane.
She had the most flabby arms to ever write on a chalkboard. And I remember going home to my grandmother and saying, what do I have to do my entire life for my arms to never look like that woman's? And the second thing was she dragged me out of the classroom by my ponytails. Don't worry, my grandmother went in there and she wanted to lay hands. She stuck up for me. But I was just talking, passing notes, doing girl things. The worst thing I ever did was we would smoke in the bathroom and believe that flushing the toilet would blow the smoke down. Mm. We'd smoke weed on the prop. But I organized one of the largest food fights of my entire senior class.
Wow. Really?
And it was absolutely epic and silly fun. And everybody was covered. And it was a perfect, like, Salisbury steak with peas, mashed potatoes lunch day where we all bought school lunch to start throwing that shit around.
Yeah, we didn't have any, like, senior pranks or anything like that. I think
we had a good one.
I was just so disconnected from the kids that were, like, popular. Mm-hmm. They probably did have a senior prank. There was probably a massive senior prank, and I just wasn't privy. I was like, I guess we don't do these, huh?
You're like, it's not a senior prank. I'm just hanging from my underpants from the flagpole. This is just what you do.
No,
we had a senior, huh?
Somebody wrote with shit on the walls in the music room. A senior prank.
That's not really, that's not like a prank. That's just you wrote with
and
shit.
And also,
did we find out what this person did later on with
their
life?
I may be remembering a story we covered on this podcast and remembering it as my own memory. Full disclosure.
Happens sometimes.
This does happen. Sometimes it's just a thing where I'm like, dude, fucking that.
Did
definitely.
You poop and write it on the walls? Did you?
Maybe.
Oh.
I'm going to prank Gas Digital and do that.
Did that happen to me or was that a story in life?
Either way, it's disgusting. Fuck,
then one time I remember
yes.
I got caught speeding and six cops beat the shit out of me. And there was a bunch of riots in LA right afterwards. Yeah, it was fucking wild. Wait a minute. Hold on. I might be remembering. It
might be a different.
That might be, hold on. No. I think I'm remembering a story we covered once on the podcast. That wasn't me.
Was it Rodney King?
It was Rodney King.
Yeah, one time you killed your ex-wife and a waiter at a restaurant.
I did, yes. One time I nearly decapitated my ex-wife, Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes. I remember.
Yeah. That wasn't me?
Wasn't Anna Nicole Smith?
Well, you know what I meant.
I know what you meant. Different blonde lady.
Whatever, that bitch.
We had a good senior prank. I was pretty proud of it.
What was it?
It was, I went to a Catholic all-male high school, as you could probably have guessed, and
we 69'd.
Dude, we all fucked each other.
We all just had sex
in
the football field.
And the priest loved it. We changed the sign on our high school is next to the busiest street in Kansas City, Missouri, busiest road, and we changed the sign to say, Rockhurst High School, now accepting 100-year anniversary, now accepting female applicants. And then we wrote the phone number to our head priest's office, call with questions. And it became like a news story on local radio in the area where they're like, Rockhurst High School for the 100th year is now accepting female applicants. And I remember we got called in to the head priest, Father Baum was his name, office. And he was so mad. He was just—he had a funny voice. He was like, "You have no idea how many stupid phone calls I've had to field from stupid parents asking
of girls,
if their stupid daughter can come to my high school." And every other teacher, like we got called in the disciplinary dean, and he was like, Off the record, that was hilarious. On the record, I'm so ashamed of you guys.
I was like,
off
the record, of a priest to be like, I have a 15-year-old that wants to come by. Really? It's a girl. Fuck.
No.
No interest.
But that was, it was a good prank. It was like a local news story.
Oh, good for you.
Not Zach, bad, right?
Have you seen your prank?
Was that your first taste of fame?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, now first and last.
No, I got arrested for stealing a golf cart in sophomore year, so I don't think we had a senior prank.
Mm. Why'd you steal the golf cart?
It was there.
Yes.
And people were doing ATV tricks in the woods and shit.
Really?
All just seen
Zach was using them as roller skates.
Yeah. And I got arrested for burglary and Grand Theft Auto.
Wow.
And then luckily my good friend was a career criminal, and he had a lawyer like on retainer.
Yeah.
And it got down to theft of a conveyance and criminal trespassing.
Wow.
How old were you?
15.
Wow, that's harsh for a kid.
Yeah, I got kicked out of school.
Oh my, today is so different. You can murder people as children now, and it's okay.
Yeah, I was not a big deal.
Yours is so much more hardcore than mine. I'm like, we changed the sign. And
I'm
like,
we had a food fight.
Yeah, we had a food fight.
Too many people. It was like 17 people involved, and two of them were brothers.
Huh.
So they brought the brothers in together to question them. And they folded.
Wait, brothers
on everybody
or brothers?
Else. They had the same mother and father.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Not black guys.
Not my eyes.
Otherwise, those guys would have taken the fall.
Yeah.
Sure. The system would have punished them.
They folded on everybody else.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys beat the shit out of them after?
We were not kind to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Okay. Everyone else carry
that fucking resentment torch, you know?
Wow. Everyone else didn't fold. They all kept up.
Everybody tried.
What the story was?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Well, I wasn't there.
Wow.
But damn. Yeah, then the brothers folded on everybody and we all got arrested.
Damn.
And I got put in an alternative education program.
Oof,
that was just me, my two best friends, and a kid who would later go on to kill someone with a shotgun.
Oh, wow. Great group of people.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, great group.
But you're probably the best alum of that alternative school. You're like, or you know.
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah. I'm a first ballot Hall of Famer.
They got to give you an honorary degree.
I want to talk about this story, Red Lobster, which I just started going back to Red Lobster.
For those bread, the breads that they bring out,
the cheesy Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah, yeah.
With a little bit of...
the honey butter.
Why'd you take a sabbatical? Were you briefly banned?
Because it's disgusting fucking food.
Don't...
Hey, don't look at my lady that way.
Don't come in with that attitude, Lisa. Okay, it's a great restaurant. Okay, Red Lobster. When I was a kid, I thought Red Lobster was the shot.
So
that was high end.
My first date was at a Red Lobster.
It's fucking. And now I just recently, as an adult, I went back and I was like, you know what? I bet you it's not going to be as good as I remember as a kid because I never eat good food, right? So now I've eaten good food. And I went back, it's better. It's better than I remembered, Lisa. It's fucking really solid, doggy. You could do fucking the unlimited shrimp, endless shrimp.
Okay.
It's like $25.
And what happened because of that?
What happened because of what?
They're filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, they're filing for bankruptcy.
Yep,
you heard about
this.
Because of the endless shrimps. That's specifically what they cited as an issue.
Is that real?
Was endless shrimp.
I mean, the endless bread was smart. Like Olive Garden, bread salad, spread fuck. You don't put your item.
A marquee item.
You don't.
Well, they had endless lobster too for like $36.
Yeah,
they were like,
sorry,
come on in, endless lobster.
And us fat fucks were like, I won't eat for 2 days and then go in.
Yeah. Doggy, the endless shrimp is no joke. And it's like $3 more than if you get just the three styles of shrimp.
Now, can you get it made all the ways they make it, the scampi, the this, the that, or is it just, that's cool.
You can keep on choosing different styles. Ooh. You can only have three on the plate at any given time. I'm salivating, Lisa.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hungry right now. Zach's eyeballs just hit me.
Yeah.
I would go to Red Lobster right after this, guys.
I would
Let's
not,
go.
But
Do
okay.
it before they leave. Stop being so highfalutin, Lisa. Okay, I know your past. I know what you come from, okay? You're not better than Red Lobster. Okay.
That's not the best chain, though. I think Cheesecake Factory is the best chain.
Oh.
Right? Thank you, Lisa.
The way she went, blah.
I always thought Cheesecake Factory was for rich people because it was in the rich person mall.
Yeah, right?
I grew up.
And they would
have it until I moved to California ever.
I thought it was very high end.
It was in our high end mall, King of Prussia, but we didn't stop there and eat. We were just barely making it to buy one or two things at King of Prussia.
Yeah.
But I think Cheesecake Factory is next. And the reason that Kanye and his girl keep going out and they're showing her outfits, they're always on their way to Cheesecake Factory. So obviously he's secretly an influencer for Cheesecake Factory.
You think
to
that they're paying
I mean,
Kanye?
Why would anybody with Kanye's money go to fucking Cheesecake every day? Have a chef roll up and don't
leave
your house.
Red Lobster's closing.
And it's delicious. And they have 1,000 menus.
You can't keep anything fresh if you have that many things.
I don't know where Red Lobster gets their shrimp from.
It's probably all fake. It's probably all.
It's not fake shrimp, Lisa. You're being a conspiracy theorist. This is why security keeps on removing you from places. It's because of this attitude that you have right here. Okay. You need to calm the fuck down. It's not fake shrimp.
Don't get removed.
I will have security remove you right from this.
Don't make Jorge.
I do think it's genetic.
Jorge actually looks like if a shrimp became a human.
He does. He looks like the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company logo.
He does.
In disguise.
It's called the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company logo.
He looks like that wearing Groucho Marx glasses.
Fuck you, Jorge.
Cheesecake, how do you keep that many items fresh? Like, your menu is that big. Doesn't anybody get sus that something isn't going to be fresh?
It's a restaurant. Restaurants are restaurants. I mean,
it's all frozen food. It's incredibly good.
I'm not a low rent. I'm not a fucking restaurant manager where it's my job. No offense to the restaurant managers out there. Where it's my job to figure out inventory and what to do. It's their job. And I think they got it.
Okay.
And it's not even that manager. Like, my sister's the manager of a fucking Chili's. She's a fucking borderline retard. But they have a handbook. They have a 3-month training program.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a franchise. They have their system of doing things. I promise you, the shrimp that's at fucking Chili's is probably just as good as the shrimp that's at the fucking...
It's the same supplier.
By the way, I will eat at Chili's when I'm traveling on the road. That food is not that bad.
I love Chili's.
A couple good things at Chili's. Not kidding you.
Totally delegitimized your opinion.
But I mean, when you're in the middle of nowhere,
if you're in the middle of nowhere and there's St. Louis, it's the only thing. You're like, okay, I could find something here.
There's certain places that the comfortability, like Denny's, like I know what Denny's I'm going to, I know what I'm getting and I know what it's going to taste like.
Right.
Yep. It's going to be exactly the same as last time.
My sister is a manager at Chili's and I'm going to Chili's tomorrow night.
Ah,
our last meal before we go to Jamaica. I'm going to her Chili's.
She's going to hook it up.
Good burgers.
You know, baby back ribs.
The Lisa, all right, you're back. You're back in my good graces, Lisa. I've stated that the Chili's Bacon Rancher Cheeseburger, if I was on my deathbed or I was on a death row, that would, because obviously I'm having a whole spread, but that would be the burger that I would choose specifically.
Really?
It's fucking delicious.
It is.
Really good.
Something they do. The grill, the season, whatever. It's good.
It's solid.
It's good. It's solid. Solid.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like I'm an expert on chains, though.
No. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. We love YoDelta.com. From the makers of YoKratom comes YoDelta. If you're over 21 and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which is most states at this point, you got to get your Delta 8 THC from YoDelta.com.
You guys know what Delta 8 is. Something found in hemp that can be legally shipped, and it gets you super high. They have a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, right now, all you got to do to try out their products is go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your order today. Get legally stoned for cheaper than regular weed. YoDelta.com, use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. Well, look, I'll tell you right now, but Red Lobster, though, it's fucking, I went back, and it's great. And are they closing bankruptcy? What does that mean, Shannon?
They'll file for protection.
What does that mean?
So it says most likely they are not going to stop operating, and they haven't officially decided that they are filing bankruptcy. But it said that in the second quarter of 2023, they lost over $5 million.
You go in the tank up front, it literally is dirty. They are fucking like just sickly looking lobsters.
I think they're on remote controls.
I don't think you should order lobster. Yeah. I will say from Red Lobster, the one thing you should not order is lobster.
I will say this though. Shout out to everyone who loves Red Lobster, because this is a warning flag. This is them saying, hey, we haven't filed for bankruptcy protection yet. You can all come in and patron, you know, buy a bunch of stuff and keep them alive. So it's up to you to resuscitate what you already
love. I'm going to say that I'm no longer going to get the unlimited shrimp.
Okay. Smart.
I'm gonna get shrimp two ways, three ways, maybe. That's that.
Might also be the price of seafood, because Bonefish Grill just closed like half their locations.
I just read that one too. You are correct.
It might be the like supply chain.
Could this be something to do with right. Bidenomics? I mean, I don't know. Maybe Bidenomics.
Bidenomics. Okay.
I'm blaming Obama for.
I blame Obama for everything to this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, whether you whatever it is, I just it's Obama's fault. Yeah, yeah, I mean, didn't get booked
Although
on a show.
Your favorite
Obama.
Incense is Obama scent.
That's true. There is an incense guy near me who sells Obama flavored incense.
Flavor, you taste them.
You taste Obama. Wow, you taste Barry O. Yeah, you give a little suck down a little incense from time to time.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Brett?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you, Brett?
I'm just yes-anding you.
All right, so this guy, look, video captures a peeping Tom taking pictures up a girl's skirt. Before you pull up the video, Shannon, this is interesting. I remember this was a kink that I had, not taking pictures up girls' skirts, but I would pretend, me and my ex-girlfriend, the girl that I wrote the poem for, I would have her walk up stairs in New York City, and then I would take pictures up her skirt from the bottom of the stairs, and it was like a little like role play thing we would do. And I remember I got caught by like an old lady doing it, but it was to my girlfriend. She's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh no, it's like a kink. It's me and my." And she was like, "What the fuck?" And my girl had to come down the stairs and be like, "No, we're dating. It's a thing we." It was such a bizarre like moment. But she'd be like...
You know, it's funny you say that, but that used to be actually a thing. Like there used to be magazines that covered that. There were little shoots for that. That's a lost art. Yeah. You're right. The upskirt thing was
upskirt
a big deal.
Upskirt shot, dog. Yeah. I had a friend who had a band in high school, and his band's name was Upskirt Shot. And a solid name for a hardcore band.
That is a great name for, a hardcore band.
So someone got popped doing this thing?
So, yeah, I guess somebody got popped doing an upskirt shot, which, you know, by the way, you can still, I don't think you could find this category of porn even anymore on the internet. They,
it's
what they've done, and I will say,
with incest.
It's probably good. You can't find upskirt shots anymore. Because it's sexual assault with a camera, right? Technically. You can't just take videos up girls' skirts. You know,
unless the models are doing it for set for everybody,
right?
Else.
But
it could entice
the real ones,
to do
though.
It.
The real ones, though, you can't find.
Well, they got to start making middle school uniforms longer.
You'll never, you don't find, and this was a big category back in the day, is actually mentally handicapped people
really?
In porn. Like, you, it'd be like a guy who was like all twisted up and like, and then they throw him on a bed, and two girls would just suck his dick, and he's like,
oh my God.
And that was the thing. Like, you go to Motherless or you go to like some of these websites. Lisa, you just said you think
Motherless?
There's a whole. You are.
That's where you go to get Lewis's tour dates.
Motherless.com. Oh my God. Please, no more.
See, you are a gateway drug. Porn is a gateway drug to the sick, depraved shit and the slippery slope. Because for me, in order.
That's
to,
Asian porn.
In order.
I can see what you're saying, but at the same time, I've never had to go down those other depths. Why do some people
feel you live the life,
you know, to go down those other depths where it's like sites I've never heard of. I do not want these names in my mind. I don't want to Google them in my sleep.
Motherless is still out there. I think there's a lot of those. Do you remember they were like all
he
weird?
Does not remember. He did not.
No, but
stuff
I'm
like
a
that.
You know.
Look at the lies. Look at the lies that Brett's like. Oh, I've never heard of any of these.
I've never, and I'm
by
not.
Way, he's
I'm
never
not
heard
that
of that
guy.
Type of a scene.
By the way, I'm not that guy. I'm not doing the what's porn. I've never. But I'm not. I actually don't know Motherless. Shannon, can we pull up Motherless?
No, let's not. I don't want to see this visual.
This is our clip. We're introducing Lisa and a Motherless.
Oh, it's a bummer.
Can we?
Well, it's not so bad. It's just thumbnails.
It's just like normal porn. So no, what it'll be is
that's not that bad.
It's a bad couch.
By the way, it's just turned into uploaded stuff now. It's not. It's like a lot of BDSM. It's not what it used to be.
It used to be. Like
I love that
the dregs of the internet.
Yeah, it would be like
E-fucked was similar.
Yes, you'd have a crackhead. It'd be like an actual real crackhead, and they'd like come on her face for $5, and she'd be like, "Thank you," and she'd smile. And
I bet you a lot of those sites got taken down.
Yeah, they were all because they're crimes.
Because they're crimes. Also, there was no model releases, there was no IDs. Like, okay, so in the beginning, there was an overwhelming amount of this stuff being uploaded that I didn't even know about.
Yeah, it was like the bum fights of porn.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's a great way to put it. And that there was a whole category, and I wouldn't jerk off to it. Mm-hmm. Well, you would maintenance jerk. Why you wouldn't come to it?
Maintenance.
Yeah. You wouldn't come to it.
It wasn't
Lisa.
Your finale.
Relax, okay? You would. It's interesting.
It's interesting
to jerk.
You tread water.
We know the tread water jerk. We know the jerk to just keep the vibes going.
So lack of like.
Dude, I'll be on those sites, and then all of a sudden, I'm not even watching porn. I'm watching like a guy being beheaded, and I just got to keep it hard. I was like, I'm gonna come eventually, but I got distracted. I have ADD, so
of course you do.
Yeah,
dead dad.
Yeah.
You're scrolling.
Motherless. Wow. Yeah. No. I'm yet to discover. I mean, do you feel?
You have a lovely mother.
I do. I do have a very lovely mother. See if she's on there. But no. Is that what's your favorite shit then?
Shit den
to crank to.
My favorite shit
what
den.
What are your keywords?
Are there multiple shit dens to go to?
Then. Music room in your high school.
Shit den to jerk to.
What are your keywords?
Lewis. Yeah. What are your keywords? I'm just a homepage guy.
And this, just a homepage.
But is it like blondes? Is it big boobs? Is it MILF?
It's just who
truly
looks
most. He jerks off to hard seltzer.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing.
Do you go to Pornhub? Do you just
X videos typically? Okay. And I just, I'm a homepage guy. Who's the prettiest
I
thumbnail?
I also like, can I tell you why I like X videos?
Tell me.
Can I tell you just what it is and why I never went to Pornhub really? And once in a while I will. The white interface.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like I'm doing something dark and fuck. And when you go to Pornhub, it's black. It's, you just feel like you're in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
X videos, you're like, you know what, dude? I'm not a fucking creep, dude. I'm just beating my dick like I should, like an American.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that you're in a Radio Shack.
I liked X videos a lot.
White walls in a Radio Shack.
Yeah, white walls in a Radio Shack. Yeah.
That's very true.
It's professional. It's clean. It's easy.
But I've talked about, I got into virtual reality porn a little bit, and that kind of ruined porn for me altogether.
Do you have the goggles?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oculus?
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
That shit is dangerous.
Yeah,
that,
no, it's,
there's,
it's...
And the companies now have they've really got their tech going. Like, they have the ASMR ears on cameras.
Yeah, no, I know. So they're whispering in their ear.
Yes.
I wish they would get a little bit more, like, fucked up. I wish they'd call me a faggot or, like, a spick. If they had, like, if they got really, like... The problem, everything
That's what
is...
you have a podcast for.
Everything is too... Everything is too, like... Like, just, like... for porn, it's, like, almost too, like...
Pretty?
Sanitized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything.
Having the same problem with your jerking during.
No,
the
I'm cool with
reality.
The sanitization.
No, I want it to be a little.
I dirty. Like a professional set with a beautiful lady.
Yeah,
I want that. I actually like well lit. Give me a well lit set.
When you've done virtual reality porn,
yes,
I've
actually
heard.
It was the last thing I did before I retired. I did it with Wet VR because I just didn't want my career to like end. And be time stamped by technology, and it was the first time the camera had come out with the ASMR ears. Mm-hmm. I remember going and looking at their new technology. I was like, "This is so insane!
Yeah,
it's incredibly taxing to shoot. It's a totally different process.
Why? Why do you say that?
Probably takes about 5-6 times more than it would for another position for another.
So 11 full minutes. Wow.
No, we're talking a couple of hours. And because each time you want to do a different position, they have to switch everything up because you, as the female performer, are making love to the camera, right? You're making sure that you're not connecting with your male performer, so he can't put his hands in
he
frame.
He can't make noises either.
He can't make noises.
The microphones are on. So you'll see it, like, if you hear him breathing, you're going to be taken out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So you're like listening to a dude breathing, you're like fucking chill.
But we always hate loud men in porn.
Yes.
That's
but
my
it's a
biggest
little different.
When you're
fly on the wall,
you know there,
when you're watching a scene, you're seeing them as different. When you're the dude, if I hear a dude breathing at all, to be honestly, even him doing things like him grabbing her tits, it takes me out of a little bit. You almost want him to be like literally just there.
Yeah.
Disembodied
dick.
It's like the original POV stuff. You never saw the guy even put his hand in frame.
Yeah.
The guys would lean back really far and the cameraman would have to be like over their shoulder. They'd put a pillow on their shoulder and the male performer would have to lean back all this way while the camera was right in
there. And this is like he's wearing a helmet. He's wearing fucking, you know, there's microphones all around.
I'm picturing the ping pong suit for
some
reason.
I imagine she's wearing that. Yeah.
They're hiding him completely because they don't want him on camera at all.
Sure, right.
So he's
it did take me out of it. My friend showed me at his apartment. He was like, "You want to see VR porn?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll see."
So you and your guy friends do when you hang out at each other's
Honestly,
apartment.
Wow,
really? Feels like she's sucking my dick.
Yeah, she's so weird.
And then
so
I was like, "Eli, do you mind hooking it up?" It took me out of it, and I there needed.
you look down, the wire's hanging; it's not plugged in.
It took me
you
out of
have
it.
Have on sunglasses.
You know what they? Yeah.
Shout out. He's
wearing pool goggles.
Yeah. Oh wow. But it took me out of it. They needed to have it. You know how you can change skin tone like emoji text?
Mm-hmm.
They needed that for the VR porn because I remember looking down and I had a giant black dick. And
that's,
I was like,
that's a lot. You wouldn't choose that.
That's just what it was. That was crazy. The video, my friend.
That'd be crazy.
He's saying that's I wouldn't choose that.
Oh, that's who you presented.
He would like to find a pasty, very light skinned man. Skinny, that would be performing skinny little a scene. Pecker.
They don't have big dicks in the VR porn for the most part either. Because
the guys that are good at it aren't the guys that have big dicks. And the guys that have big dicks do not want to waste their whole day using it on set doing VR porn. So a lot of them say no.
Wow.
Wow.
They can make the same amount of money. So in 45 minutes to an hour versus four or
where
five hours.
Where do you see, where? What do you think the next evolution is? Because VR porn is like great. It's going to be an evolution of VR, obviously, right?
It's
an evolution of AI. How do you see them? Do you know any insights? Because this, I think this is actually legitimately interesting. Every one of these fans jerk off to porn like regularly, right? So how are they going to, because the problem with VR porn for me was that there's not enough variety. And with porn, we got used to the way these streaming sites worked was like you jerk off to like 20, 30 videos before you find the one that you actually want to use for that day, right? But you're clicking through, you're in the mood for this, you're watching this one girl, three different scenes. By the time you
channel surfing.
Yeah, you are. You really do. With VR, you don't really have the same ability to do that because there's not as much variety. And then the free versions of them are really low quality. Yeah. So you have to pay for the sites. And then there's one or two new videos on these sites per week.
That's it.
And that's it.
And then you're like,
oh, I don't like fucking brunettes with big tits. I like fucking, you know, skinny blondes with fucking small tits. Then you're like, well, what is the point?
Right?
Well, you can tell who's listening today.
So I think...
I just said that. Maybe that was subconscious. Holy shit.
That's a best friend laugh right there. Yeah. You two sharing that, I was like, that's really sweet.
Because he saw you as a skinny blonde girl with small tits. I think the next evolution really is AI. And because OnlyFans has built this bridge, right? So now we have realized that men are willing to pay for adult content again, okay? They're willing to pay for it because they feel there's a connection. We also know that a lot of performers, a lot of stars are having management companies run their OnlyFans
pages.
Which
sucks.
It totally sucks. It's a private message. Like, guys not thinking they're talking to a woman, they're talking to a guy. Like, all of it's not fair. It's not good. It could be the catalyst of, you know, credit card companies kind of backing out. But what it showed us is this level of loneliness. So the fact that so many of these guys don't even give a fuck that somebody else is running these girls' pages, they're just happy somebody's answering their message, shows me that once they're able to have their own AI girlfriend and she's going to get to know them, it's like me talking to ChatGPT every day, except she's going to get to know them. They're going to build a relationship. These guys are going to be so sucked into this that there'll be no interaction for them to even want to go.
Yeah, sucked in.
Yeah. So AI for me and the AI girlfriend is going to be the next takeover.
Some girls started following me on AI on Instagram, right? Or started following me on Instagram, and I
AI bot.
Started like liking a lot of my stuff, like and started commenting on a lot of stuff. So I clicked on the profile. I was like, "Who the fuck is this chick?" And it was like a cute fucking, you know, 4'11", or she's like 5'1". 20-year-old, you know, it's the internet's newest girlfriend, and then it was like an AI chick, and I was like, "This
you
is."
You can
like...
always tell, though.
Yep.
Kind of. It was,
but it is very funny to click and see which of your friends are following her.
Yes.
Always real. So embarrassing for when you see which friend is.
It's just bizarre. First of all, if I followed any hot girl back ever, my girlfriend would fucking kill me at this point. It's there's just no, like, that's rule number one. There's no
I know.
There's no following you back. Sorry, beat it.
I know what I know what that's like.
Oh my god,
my girl can be a hawk on the following.
Oh my god, dude, you don't even I don't even know how to do anything. I don't know how to see what she likes, but she can see everything. She can see it all. She knows everything I like.
Right.
Everything I think. Everything I'm about to like.
That's a daily responsibility of hers. She's keeping tabs. I like it. She loves you that much.
I'm sweating. That side of it, I couldn't imagine a guy, because here's my thing. It's a dude that created that thing, right? It's just some fucking dude who created this AI chick. Yes. And that is gay.
Well, there are some girls doing it. Riley Reid has started an AI company, and she is becoming a big creator for talent in the industry who want to sell their likeness. So there is women behind it as well.
Okay.
That's interesting. Wait, okay. What is the we've asked you about this before, the pressure of selling your image to AI. Is that something you've had to deal with?
I'm just not ready yet. I get a lot of offers. I don't think many of the companies will still be in business. I know how this industry works. And everybody kind of jumps in the beginning, thinks they can figure it out. And then
it's like CBD.
Yeah. You got to see who's going. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah. Everyone's AI. Like, oh, AI porn. That's the CBD store.
Yeah.
Just every idiot has that idea.
Yeah, well, what about that? Let's say somebody created AI porn with your image, because they can easily.
It's already
now.
Happened.
I'm sure it's
already,
happening, right? Which is weird. You don't really need to. Yeah. Like, it seems like a waste of technology.
But what they can do that's different is they can make custom videos where I'm saying the guy's name.
Ooh.
And they pull sound from my podcast, so it's actually me saying the name. It's unbelievable how, and I did right as I was processing my AI trademarks, because now you have to register your names .ai, .i actually, for everything you have. When I was doing that was when my trademark attorney came to me. He's like, hey, there's this group, they're selling solos for $1,000 each. I'm like, these motherfuckers.
$1,000 each?
$1,000 each.
And it
solos.
Looks like, so what does it look like?
It looks like me with no veins, no sweat, no breathing.
So a better you.
It looks like a really retouched me, right? It looks like a really retouched me.
And what are they doing in the video?
Solo masturbation, talking to the
and
guy.
And just talking like, hey, Chris.
Everything the guy customly asked for, like whether it was wearing a black bikini or whether.
And is it your head on a different body?
It's a whole thing. It's a whole image that's the same. It just can go. The AI is fascinating. It can go and study my likeness in just one movie, and then pull out the sphere of everything of my shape and how I move and how I breathe.
Wow. And they can create. I mean, where is this technology at? Because my AI app to create art sucks dick. It's just not very good. Everyone's got 8 fingers and fucking, they never really give you really what you want.
Yeah, it is amateur. I try to
Is there like some crazy expensive AI program that you can use to create cool shit? Why is mine still costs like $130 a year. This isn't actually cheap for a fucking app.
No.
What do you use it for?
To create fakes of my staff members having sex, doing things. No, I
Jorge and Blind Mike.
I was using it for like posters and shit, and I got bored with it, so I just started paying a poster guy again. But I was using it just to like create art and kind of do fun stuff.
I don't think they're letting us have the technology that they want to master first, right?
I'm sure the best AI art program out there is probably bonkers, because you saw the one with Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, it was bonkers.
That was like
looked real.
You could tell it was AI. But it was still kind of hot in its own way. The fact that she came out and said it bothered her also kind of made it hot. That's why I think it really blew up, because everyone was just kind of like, whatever, it's AI. And then she was like, this bothers me. And then we were all like, oh, that's fucking rules. Yeah, let's share those photos. Shannon, yes?
Oh. I saw it earlier today. I didn't put this on the list, but there is going to be an AI beauty pageant.
Yes, I saw that yesterday too.
Yeah, and so wow, all of the women. Yeah, so it's just like a bunch of like men creating
Shannon
images.
And Lisa have the same fucking algorithm.
I just read 2 to 3 hours of news a day. So with that said, I'd miss no stories.
Nice.
Hey, there's going to be an AI beauty pageant.
Yes, there is.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and
children's.
I guess that'll be next, probably. But I guess if this is like from an AI company, I think is hosting it. Here's a couple of pictures of some of the girls that are going to be in it.
Okay.
I mean, they.
Okay.
You can. The thing is, you can always tell it's an AI woman, because it's like Lisa said, the face is just completely.
Retouched
and like
we
has
did this
that AI
on Skanks. We did a whole AI episode and we played a game. We're like, is this person AI? And it was all hot chicks. And
how'd you do?
Worse than you think.
Oh, really?
I think so photos are harder than video.
They weren't
photos.
Symmetrical. They did things where they would make it not perfect. They had little imperfections. Yeah. They had little things where they've learned
moles.
Like, yes.
Uh-huh.
Like you'd have like, you know, sometimes you have a little dot on your skin or like just like a scar or like just like the one eye slightly bigger. I remember that was the one eye was slightly bigger than the other. I was like, there's no way that's AI. They're not making one eye slightly bigger than the other eye. And sure enough.
They are.
Like, yeah, they are. They're getting it down, dude.
And, you know, now that the airports are using photo, when you go in to go through TSA now.
That's wild now, too.
So they're collecting more data on AI for sure. So now that's a global thing where we're going to be able to get every single culture, face shape of the face, and all of
those. I don't like that. So that what they say is as well, like, so when I scroll on my Discover page on Instagram.
Yes.
Right? I legitimately try not to look at hot teenage girls. I don't. I specifically scroll away. I'm like,
dude,
get away from me, hot teenage girls.
I'm the same way with my Instagram Discover, and where I'm like, I'm intentionally liking non
other things. Yeah, I'm
chicks,
like, dude, there's way too many hot teenage girls that are showing up, so I'll start liking just big black guys, martial artists, little kids. Right? But apparently, your phone looks at how long your eye looks at that section of the phone. Yep. They know what we want.
I know.
We want children, Brett. And they know it. There's no hiding it from them.
Every time you say it, it adds to the algorithm. Oh,
no, I just said I want children.
No,
I'm kidding. I don't want children.
Big black guy. Just say it. Say it 10 times.
It's crazy. Why? But also.
One appears over your shoulder.
Like, they also shouldn't put fucking teenage dancers in my, as an adult man, not put them in my algorithm ever.
They should say,
hey, you know what? Yeah. Underage people, they're not going to entice old creepy men with them fucking doing hot TikTok dances.
Yes.
Beat it. They're encouraging pedophilia.
Meta is dealing with a massive lawsuit over that.
I'm sure.
At this current time.
It's crazy.
Something that Congress is definitely addressing because they actually now know that they feed the algorithm. That's why all these young girls are meeting like random dudes on Instagram and they're running away with them thinking the guy's just picking them up to take them for pizza. They're 15.
No,
the
they're creeps. They're looking at young girls.
Yes.
So then they feed you young girls and then they go, all right, cool. Now I'm a button away from talking to this young girl. We're all guilty. I go into my other box on Instagram. I'll be bored. I'm on a flight. I'm like, all right, let me check some random messages from people that don't follow me to see if there's anything interesting. We all do it. Everyone does it. You think kids aren't doing it? You think kids aren't checking to see if they get random messages? Of course they are. It's bonkers.
Are you keeping your son? Isn't he like 10 now?
He's 11.
11?
Yeah.
Are you keeping him off social media?
I only let him use the dark web. That's it. Just try to make some money with him.
And hopefully if he is using the dark web, that you just do it on a shared computer like in the living room.
Yeah. Maybe take him to the library for it.
He's got a phone. He's got a pad.
He's learned how to human traffic.
He doesn't look up anything weird. I haven't had to use any parental controls at all because I check his phone almost daily at this point.
How do you know he's not incognitoing?
He's not incognito. He just doesn't know. I'm telling you, he just genuinely doesn't. There's no way that he knows about incognito.
He takes after
at this point.
You and the technology side, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's not. He's just not. He's also a kid. He's not like in his phone like that. Like he doesn't touch his phone for 2-3 days at a time sometimes.
Wow.
All these little girls text him and he like ignores them. You just see them being like, hello, are you there? He really does. It drives him crazy. And I'm like, James, I was like, you don't understand what you're doing is you're getting them to like you so much more because you're ignoring them and they're just like, why isn't he talking to me? And that's that. So yeah, he's not playing.
That's great though. He's enjoying being a kid his age and not touching his phone all the time.
He's into like art and sports and acting and singing and like, you know, he's a good kid. He's not obsessed with his phone in that regard. But yeah, I mean, dude, he almost like the way the future is going to go, it's like they're going to have to be. It's going to be, it's such an extension of everything. And they haven't completely, it's not like in 10 years, it's going to be you walk into a mall, you look at something, you download the data, you know how much it costs, you know the ingredients, like just touching it. That Neuralink thing, we talked about it recently, like that is the beginning of something that's going to be fucking bonkers. It's going to be really crazy, dude. We're all going to have Google glasses in our eyeballs. Everyone's going to have contacts. Everyone's going to have a Neuralink in their brain. And you're going to walk around.
At my age, I think I'm going to not live that long. But
no, I don't. I think you are.
Guys,
I think it is in the very near future. And you're going to be a weird person. It's going to be the poor that don't have their own fucking computers in their brains. Or like fucking weird, like all the Dave Attells who have flip phones still.
Neuralinks and everyone's net worth.
But like
is
think
above
about
their
it
head.
When you go to the airport. There's those new stores where there's no cashier. You walk in, you pick up something, and you walk out. You don't even check it out. It scans it as you're walking out. What do people do that don't have a credit card? Like you know what I mean? Maybe
how do
a younger person
lift?
Doesn't have. You can easily, I think, shoplift. Oh,
I shoplift at every airport I go to.
These situations are the easiest to shoplift.
I almost exclusively see my magnet collection. Almost every one of my magnets is
that's
stolen.
That's so special.
If it's an airport magnet, it's being stolen.
It's
I refuse.
Look, it's $6-7. Whatever. People are robbing the Gucci store.
It kind of. I've done it. It kind of feels really good, like just taking like a Pizza Hut personal pan and kind of. It's more for the thrill.
It is the thrill. A little bit
you
of the thrill.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I just a little adrenaline rush.
But yeah, all of that will be. You know, the same way you airdrop. I airdrop you a photo. I'm just gonna go. Cool. You want these photos? Blink, dunk. Well, I'm not even do that. I'm just gonna think. I'm just gonna go. You want these photos? Let's think. A thing's gonna pop up in your eye, and you're like, "Do you want to accept these photos?" And I'm gonna go, "Yeah." And we're gonna look at each other and share our photos through our eyes.
And then it's like, Lewis, why are you looking at 12-year-olds dancing? Come on, no. You're like, wrong photo. I meant to send you the poster for the podcast. sorry. Ah. tapping your... I mean, I know what you're saying. I don't think these things are going to take off in the way everyone says they are.
You don't think so?
Like that level. I think
So much closer.
They've tried
than you
so
think.
Many times. They've tried so many times with Google Glass, and there was like the Apple one, and they always end up looking stupid and being so unwieldy.
They're getting
like,
better and better at it.
That hard to be like, let me send a text, pull this out. Boom.
But they had to incrementally make that easy.
Yeah.
Right? So if they drop this phone on you in 1996 when everyone had Nokia flip phones,
yeah,
you wouldn't know what the fuck to do. You wouldn't know to slide this up. Like, that's all intuitive now because they've trained us for years to make it intuitive. So Google Glass is very clunky right now. Mm-hmm. It's just not intuitive. Right now, Alexa, super clunky. I go, Alexa, what's the weather? I ask it for the weather. I asked her to play a song.
I asked her to remind me of people's birthdays.
But once Alexa is like a thought and it turns the heat up because you can just connect with your mind and you can just... And that technology is already... We just did a whole thing on it where the kid who's a paraplegic or quadriplegic is playing chess with his brain while he's having a conversation and he's moving the pieces around with the Neuralink. That 100% will be when they mass produce it for... It's not a medical thing anymore, which it won't be. It'll be something that the rich want. Right? Like, why wouldn't you? Like, that's
what happens when your thoughts get crossed? Like, what happens when I'm thinking about somebody, like, walking down the street, like, ugh, like, just knock that person over. Am I going to, like, go and knock that person over? That person can get knocked. What about your bad thoughts?
I don't know if you're reading the thoughts of others. Maybe you can turn that on.
But what about your bad thoughts?
Maybe you can, though. Maybe
if you have a bad negative thought, will it cause a negative? Will you do a negative thing?
I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be utility. And it's also the same thing that they use technology for now, which is like, what do they use the technology for? They figured out how to sell a shit, how to take our data, how to sell us. So it will just be a sort of an expansion of that. It's going to be a lot more of that. So it's like, having that in your head, how can you make life more convenient? How can everything be smoother? How can they sell you things in a faster way? You know, if you have to pull out your phone, if you tell me you want directions, we're going to be in a spast.
I can remember pulling out a map.
MapQuest.
Before
right?
MapQuest.
Yeah, but
map.
Think about the clunkiness.
I'm talking about maps before MapQuest.
Think about maps. The clunkiness of printing out MapQuest, going through that whole process.
Missing a
or
turn.
Even before, yeah, missing
and then
a
you're
turn.
Like, but, well, I'm not going
to
get there.
Or you know, you're right. Even a map before that. Now think about how much smoother it is. Now I can literally just type an address here, hit directions, right, and it brings me there, right.
How did
now think about how clunky that's going to feel when I can go? I want to go to the World Trade Center, and then I can just think it and know it, right? And I
we
just
have bad news for you,
you know what I mean. But you can just think it, and the directions are there, and you intuitively know it because they've created the fucking pathways.
Yeah, but it's not that inconvenient to go World Trade Center.
It will be when
typing
I can just think it. When you're doing that, and I'm already on my way, it's going to feel like an eternity.
But I'm faster
and
than
think
you.
About this.
I have longer legs.
So we do this a lot, right? We sell shit on the internet, right? So a lot of when things are being sold to you on the internet, it's like doing this, right? I could just double click a button and I paid for it. Done. My face just paid for it.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Think about this. It's not it's not that hard.
Careless,
it's not that hard to pull out your credit card and type in fucking 16 numbers, type in the 3-digit code, doing it right. It's not that hard. But how much easier is it just go bang, paid for it, done, Apple Pay, get the fuck out of here, I'm out of here. That smoothness is not that hard.
Friction.
You're right. No, you don't.
Yes,
people
I do. For
think
buying
they do.
Shit?
People think the event, until it becomes you're the fucking weirdo with a flip phone at the Comedy Cellar and everyone's saying you're the greatest comedian ever, but you're still holding a flip phone. It's nuts.
Okay, I get that, but there's definitely a downside to people like myself who are huge conspiracy theorists who, when everybody started doing 23andMe, all these things, I was like, I told my friends when they started doing this, because of you, we're going to have a massive virus that takes out half of this world because they're collecting everyone's DNA, and I'm never doing it because I've not murdered anybody.
They could also say the same
yet.
Thing to you, Lisa.
I haven't murdered anybody.
Can you clip her pointing at me and yelling at me about my DNA?
Yeah, we're going to have a massive virus because of all the DNA you collect.
But I just wouldn't want the chip to know where I was all the time. There's that paranoid thing with me where sometimes it's like, I don't want to take my phone for a walk because I don't want my phone tracking me for this moment.
I'm with you on that. And this is our generation, right? Being an older generation. But I think the younger generation, they're not going to have, it's just going to be inconvenient.
Sure. I can see
and
that.
We're going to die out.
Because they don't
just
even carry
like
a wallet. They'll
my
use
aunt
Apple.
Doesn't have a cell phone. She's 86 years old, my great aunt. She doesn't want a cell phone. Right. She's like, if you tell her to get her a cell phone, she's like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like,
she's offended.
Yeah. Like, her using a remote control is damn near impossible. Me teaching my aunt how to watch, because they switched her Days of Our Lives, the soap opera that's been going on for like 40, 50 years. I remember as
growing
a kid
up,
watching it,
there.
You know, fucking Billy from Days of
the
Our Lives.
Stories, they called
so hot. Oh, she was
really?
The fucking hottest
dude.
Okay, yeah. Krista Allen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my aunt's been watching this show since I was a kid.
I love it.
And they switched it to Peacock on demand, so it's not on TV anymore. So the only way to watch Days of Our Lives is to watch it on demand. It was a 6-month process to get my aunt to be able to actually turn it on by herself.
A lot of episodes saved for her, though, by the time she
got in. Oh, my God, dude. Like, so
she has so many fucking background episodes.
Yeah, she'd come over and she's like, can you play it for me? And I'm like, Amory, look, just like, it's intuitive. The middle button, obviously, is select.
It's so funny you mentioned the mic.
Do you want to go to the right?
Yeah.
Press the right fucking cursor, obviously, to go to the right. And she's looking at it like you're handing her a spaceship. Like,
she'd rather get up and turn the knob on
the
TV.
Yeah, that's that. And so
I think there's also an element of liking being serviced. Because, like, when the DVD player came out, I remember telling my mom to press the play button. She's like, Zachary, I don't know what the hell button play is. The fucking triangle press play. The
that
universal sign for play on your fucking 8-track player in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
There is a certain thing where I think older people like being attended to.
Yes.
Which I honestly, I mean, you mentioned DVDs and stuff. I think that is going to come back. I want to bring back DVDs or something, because in the same
physical media,
because I miss going to a friend's house. We talk about this and seeing their DVD collection. That was such a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
And I really miss, like, what? Everything's just on streaming. Like,
Lot of movies won't ever be.
And they won't
and
ever
also,
be.
Also, they're not the same. Some of them, you want the original DVD because it's the unedited version before they sold it to cable and had to take out some words.
Well, like, Tubi now is editing out all nudity without consent from filmmakers.
That's mean.
Because it's advertiser based.
But I mean, that's, you talk about like cancel culture, that will be the way that they can cancel complete things, like, from memory, right? So there's the episodes of Always Sunny that they do blackface, right?
Yeah, they're all gone.
They're gone.
30 Rock, all the blackface episodes.
I don't know if you could probably get them on DVD, but once they stop putting things on DVD, you can literally make something disappear. It's like book burning in real life, right?
Yeah, you're
right. Michael Jackson episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah,
wow,
but once again, those things are still on DVD.
Yeah, those are on DVD.
Yeah, you can get them on DVD, but if you upload it, that shit's gone in a heartbeat.
And if you don't have an original DVD, I'm sure the new ones they're making for special compilation seasons.
I don't even know. Do they make them anymore? Are they printing DVDs for The Simpsons anymore?
No, Best Buy, I think, just started. They're phasing out CDs and DVDs.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only place that there's withdraw from is like in the middle of the country where people live remotely and don't have good Wi-Fi or internet. They still will watch DVDs.
It's kind of
so
fun to throw a DVD in once in a while. So I'll be in Jamaica at the villa. There'll be guaranteed. There's going to be a DVD player and
a bunch of fun
DVDs.
Movies. Yes, yes.
And, you know, board games,
vacation
and shit like
movies.
That. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
The other day my Wi-Fi went out and I threw in Roseanne season 5.
That's great.
Funny,
and it was just fucking the best.
See, because you had one. I don't have any DVDs anymore. I got rid of everything
that.
So
well, think when you buy, even if you buy something from Amazon, like you buy a show, you don't own it. They own it. It's a permanent rental. And if they decide they no longer want to host that content, it's in the contract that they can delete it from your hard drive.
I did start buying I would say I had a few, maybe 4 or 5 movies on Amazon Prime. And just started buying them recently because all the time I rent them and I'm like, dude, you rent a movie 2 or 3 times.
You should buy it.
You could just buy it. So I have, my collection is starting to get pretty fucking.
I still have a huge collection on Apple TV because that was really the first device where we could do this. And all my favorite movies are on there.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time.
We're going to run out of here, Zach, but I did say I started watching last night Split, the sequel to Unbreakable.
Yeah. I enjoyed it very much.
I really enjoyed it. And apparently there's a third one.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Glass.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Great.
Which
very
is that
excited.
The one with Anya Taylor-Joy?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like an M. Night movie, right?
Yeah, M. Night movie. Okay. I have like 15, 20 minutes left, so I think the end's going to have an M. Night twist soon that links it all to...
You're going to get a boner.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pumped about that. But I'm thinking also about bringing back the Gomez Watches franchise. You guys, let me know what you guys think about that. I told my sister, because my sister's a lunatic, but I love her, and she's out of her mind. I said, if she goes to therapy, because she needs therapy more than I need therapy.
Bless her heart. Will she go?
she's thinking about it now. But good. I was like, if you go to therapy, I'll bring the Gomez Watches franchise back. It was Gomez Watches Seinfeld. But I think expanding it into the just Gomez Watches random things. We can
Emily
continue with Seinfeld.
Paris.
We can watch Gomez Watches Emily in Paris. We can do Gomez Watches Lisa Ann porn videos.
Yeah.
Why not? Me and my sister just fucking
Gomez
mutually
watches
masturbating.
Old episodes of Real Ass Podcast.
That's actually a great idea.
Great idea.
Just director's commentary for your own podcast.
So we'll see about that. If she does it, I will be bringing that show back. But we're going to get out of here. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for being here, Lisa and
Brett.
Thanks
for having us.
You guys are great. Go watch the show on SiriusXM, Better Haves on SiriusXM. I'm sure there's a podcast version that's available as well, right?
Yep. You can go on demand on the app, the new SiriusXM app. You can just search Better Haves, and it releases new episodes every Friday, 10 a.m., 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Raw Comedy Channel 99.
You guys are the shit. Guys, thank you very much. We'll check you next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.